October 7th, 2016, the Feast of Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary. Our Lady comes all in white. She has glittering lights around her. She is framed in the Rosary of the Unborn and is holding the Rosary of the Unborn. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Today, dear children, as you pray your rosaries, pray for the victory of good over evil. The upcoming election in this country will affect all people and all nations, as the new president will set policies in place which will carry worldwide implications. There is an undercurrent of evil trying to influence the outcome of this political race. Threats and promises have been made. Laws have been broken, and whole institutions have been compromised by bad politics. Ambition in some hearts has taken on epic proportions. The Trojan horse in all of this is compromised truth. People unwittingly invest their support in disingenuous political figures who will never deliver on their false promises. If these are the ones to assume leadership, much in the way of prosperity and freedom will be lost. The struggle has been set between good and evil. You cannot have two diametrically opposed forms of government. One will have to take power. Do not be led by compromised truth, but by the light of truth itself. In your hands, dear children, you hold the weapon that can expose evil and destroy Satan's evil plans. It is your rosary. With the power of your loving rosaries, Satan will not be able to complete his plans for the destruction of the world, and he will be defeated. Much of what the dragon plans to destroy will be protected. You yourselves will find a path of light through the darkness, but you must pray. The reason so much of this ministry and the messages themselves are focused on the protection of life in the womb is that legal acceptance of abortion has replaced love of God and neighbor in hearts with love of self. Fulfillment of God's commandments is no longer a concern. Mankind's free will choices are the main priority. Protection of the right to lead sinful lives has permeated the highest court system. All of this has obscured the difference between good and evil in hearts. This is why the conscience of the world is so confused that it cannot distinguish honesty from dishonesty in leadership. This is why poor leadership is an alternative and is even considered in the election upcoming in this country. Grave concessions have been made to evil. Now it is more Satan leading this country than God. Dear children, we must courageously persevere in prayer. Prayer is the ballast holding this nation in some frail form of righteousness. Dear children, I have called you here today to encourage your devotion to the Rosary of the Unborn. You must believe in the difference your prayers are making in the world all around you. The rupture of the first seal does not make your prayers ineffective, but stronger. These days you have dangers all around you, terrorism and a great hurricane encroaching upon your borders. There are hidden dangers in hearts and many dishonest agendas in the minds of certain politicians. If you continue to pray your Rosary of the Unborn, perhaps Jesus will allow the fog of confusion to be lifted from the heart of the world, so that all can see that abortion is the sin that catapults the world towards destruction. I come to you to make you stronger and more resolute in putting an end to abortion. Great and manifold graces would flood the world if you would listen. The future would be changed, and you would be at peace. God's will would rule hearts. Dear children, today I promise to take all of your concerns to heaven with me and place them in the heart of my Son. Do not fear for any grace, for I am the Mother of Grace. Dear children, it is my joy to spend these short moments with you during these apparitions. But in heaven, I will be with each of you always, if you earn your salvation through holy love. I am looking forward to that. Today, I'm blessing you with my blessing of holy love.